Blessed be our God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Magnificat is found in the blue hymnal in the front section of the music, S247. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, with the great might come among us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love, and he will exalt over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time. And I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you home. At the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading appointed for this morning is Canticle 9, which can be found in your bulletin or on prayer or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 86. We will read Canticle 9 responsively by half verse. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense,
and he will be my savior.
Therefore, you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things. And this is known throughout the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion. Ring out with your joy. For the great one in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord Christ.
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you all okay? I don't know about you, but my heart was broken this week. If ever you wondered about the existence of evil in this world, if ever you wondered whether this world was in fact broken and enveloped by sin, all you need to do is think about what happened. We have been through a horror as a community, as a country. It is a horror that is very similar in my mind to the Holocaust, in that it makes no sense at all. It is nothing but sheer darkness. That a person could kill a child is beyond my wildest fathomings. And it is important that we name it as a terrible atrocity, as an act of evil that has harmed us all. This is an event which we will never recover from. We will always be changed by it. We will always remember it. And I watch on the news and on Facebook as our political parties are searching for reasons, for ways this could have been prevented. And some of them cry out that we have to get rid of all guns. And some of them cry out that we have to have more prayer in schools. And we get angry at one another as if we are the enemy. My friends, most Americans are good people. And we want what is best for our children. We may disagree about how we get there, but our hearts are united in mourning. So let's not confuse our disagreement with hatred of one another, because we have such important work to do, all of us together, to battle the forces of darkness that enable someone to do such an act. We have our work cut out for us, don't we? I was in the store on Friday afternoon after the shootings, and a man said, "This is awful. My Christmas is ruined." I wanted to say to him, "Are you kidding? This is what Christmas is all about. We want to make Christmas into a peaceful, wonderful little fairy tale with snow coming down and sugar plum fairies, and we all give each other presents. But have you read the scripture? Jesus came into a broken world. King Herod was murdering children. Nothing has changed. The Christ child was born in the dirt in a cave because his mother, who was in labor, could find no one who would open a door and let her inside. Can you imagine? The point is that God came here into this mess with us, not into some fairy tale. God comes to be with you and me right now in our pain and in our struggle, to try to help us find the light. And before Christ came, John the Baptist came. And did you hear him? This morning he's screaming out in the gospel, and he's not telling us that we need to decorate more. John the Baptist is talking about the world being torn apart. He uses an image of an axe hitting the root of a tree, of wheat being separated from chaff. His message is scary and blunt and right up in your face. He is telling us that when Christ comes, we have a choice to make, you and I. You have to decide whether you will work for the light and devote yourself in service of others, or whether you will sit back in complacency and let the darkness walk all over the face of the earth. When people come to John and they say to him, "What should we do?" I find it very interesting. You know what he says? He doesn't say, "Say your prayers diligently." He talks about money and service and doing what is right. He says if you have two coats, that you need to share one with someone else. He tells people to be satisfied with their wages, to be just, to not take more than they deserve, that they've earned. He talks about living generously, striving for justice and truth. If you want to be part of a community that is trying to help the children of this city, then come here. If you want to be part of a community that is trying to fight violence and find out why it happens, then join us. But it is not enough just to come here. We have to send you out there, and you have to find your way to give witness to goodness and truth and justice, to find ways to keep children safe and nurtured, to serve Christ with every breath that you have. That is what he asks of us. And today is not a day for despair, it's a day for hope. Even when you look at the news, you can see all the love that is around that community, the teachers and the doctors and nurses, the counselors, parents who are trying to console one another. There is still so much good in the world, and so much good in you. At communion in this service, we're going to bring up presents that you have bought for homeless children and for children whose fathers are in jail. And it's an enormous pile of good gifts. And this morning, as we witness to hope and light, we are going to be present for Liesl and Paul, who are going to be married right in front of our eyes. I don't know if you know their story, but Liesl and Paul met many years ago. Paul had been in a terrible accident. His car was hit by a school bus, and he was in a coma for 6 months. Almost half of Paul's brain is not functioning. The fact that he is here is a miracle. And when Liesl met him, she was lost. She loved to party and drink. And she fell in love with this man who was trying to become whole. And in loving him, she has become whole. And she's become our youth minister. And so they want to stand up in front of you, because for 10 years they didn't think they could be married or he would lose his disability. But our staff helped her do some research and we realized that it could happen. So thank you, Liesl and Paul, for being a witness of love to us on this day in which we're struggling to find the light. And thank you to all of you who went out and bought presents for children that you don't even know. And thank you to everyone who comes here and tries to serve Christ in the world. We are servants of God who stand against everything that happened on Friday morning, you and I. And our job is just beginning. And I feel so blessed to be able to serve Jesus with you. Amen. Are you two ready? Come on.
Liesl, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Paul, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I do.
This next question is for the congregation, and the response is a resounding, "We will." Just heads up there, because if you don't do a good job, I'll ask again. All right? Will all of you witnessing these promises do all in your power to uphold these two persons in their marriage?
We will.
Not bad.
In the name of God, I, Paul, take you, Liesl, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we're parted by death. This is my solemn vow.
In the name of God, I, Liesl, take you, Paul, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow.
Bless these rings, O Lord, to be a sign of the vows which this man and this woman have bound themselves to each other through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Paul, I give you this ring as a symbol of my vow with all that I am and all that I have. I honor you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Liesl, I give you this ring as a symbol of my love, of all I am and all that I have. I honor you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now that Paul and Liesl have given themselves to each other by solemn vow, with a joining of hands and with a giving and receiving of a ring, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those to whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder.
Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon Paul and Liesl, whom you made one flesh in holy matrimony. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will and their spirits in your spirit that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life.
Amen.
Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours.
Amen.
Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair.
Amen.
Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others.
Amen.
Bless all those who suffer in this holiday season, that they may know the peace of your love. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. We pray for those who have died, that they may be welcomed into your kingdom. I invite you to speak their names aloud. We remember especially Alice Bettenbaugh, Dolly and Matt Curry, Jean Howard, Steve Smith. We also remember the victims of the school shooting in Connecticut. Comfort their families and friends. Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, by which all your children are united one to another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully, with his favor, look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may be faithfully live together in this life and in the age to come have life everlasting.
Amen.
May kiss the bride. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here. There's no place I'd rather be than here with you today. If you're new or visiting, there is a card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter, which is kind of how we communicate these days. Speaking of serving Christ, the Bloodmobile is here. If you are able, physically able, Jacksonville is in great need of blood. I've been getting lots of messages on my voicemail machine. I'm O positive. So join me after church in going over there if you can do that and give some blood. For all of you that have children or friends who have children, we have a wonderful scavenger hunt going on. There is a pink sheet located near the creche, and you can go on a hunt for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds as they make their way towards Bethlehem. Mary's pregnant, sitting on a donkey right now. It does not look very comfortable. She's on her way. And speaking of children, we need all of our children to be involved in our Christmas pageant, which is next Sunday. It's one of the most beautiful things of the year, and there's only one rehearsal, so it's great. The rehearsal is on Saturday morning. Check your bulletin for details. And we want children of all ages, even the twos. When we cast them as sheep, and when they wander, it's in character. On the evening of Epiphany, at I think 3 and 6, our choir is going to present a beautiful opera here at the cathedral. It's the story of Amal and the Night Visitors, about a little crippled boy who and his mother who are visited by the wise men. There are tickets on sale right after this service, and I hope you'll buy one. It is a fundraiser for the choir to go and sing at Canterbury in the summer of 2014. And last, but very much not least, every Advent, the cathedral offers a service of hope and healing for all who are grieving, because the holidays can be so difficult for those who have lost a loved one. But given the circumstances, I would say that we all are grieving. So I want to invite all of you, if you feel the need, to join us today at 4 o'clock for a special service of prayers and hope here at the cathedral. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God and in loving memory of those who died in the shootings in Newtown. We pray that our Lord will welcome them to his heavenly banquet. The names of the victims are Charlotte Bacon, Daniel Barden, Olivia Engel, Josephine Gay, Anna Marquez Green, Dylan Hockley, Madeline Sue, Catherine Hubbard, Chase Kowalski, Jesse Lewis, James Mattioli, Grace McDonald, Emily Parker, Jack Pinto, Noah Posner, Caroline Previti, Jessica Ricos, Aviel Rickman, Benjamin Wheeler, Allison Wyatt, Rachel DeVino, Dawn Hochsprung, Nancy Lanza, Anne Marie Murphy, Lauren Rousseau, Mary Sherlock, and Victoria Soto. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them, you raised up Jesus, our Savior, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us into the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. Bring us at the last, with John and all the saints, to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Now please join me as we send forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God watch over you who wait for Christ to come again, you who long to see his face, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.